proclamation number 8691 dated the December 3rd, 1963. The adversary's activity will not be prevented. Though I am ruler indeed over heaven and earth and no being shall be capable of opposing me, I do not contest my adversary's right within the domain which is his kingdom, the terrestrial world which harbors everything that still belongs to him and where he can exercise his influence when the developing spiritual essence has reached the human stage. Then he will pursue this spiritual essence, the human being, in every way in order to prevent his development and to pull him down into the abyss again, from where he had worked his way up by means of an infinitely long process. Then he is, in fact, lord over his world. And this explains why I allow so many disasters, why I don't intervene where the adversary's activities are so clearly apparent. He has a right to you humans because you once followed him voluntarily into the abyss. And he also exercises his right in order to dominate you. But you can resist him since you possess free will. And you do not lack strength either, if only you would ask me for it. But my adversary's activity will not be prevented by me. For the physical world is his share, even all matter, over which he has no control, is part of him because it harbors the fallen spiritual substance, which is only temporarily beyond his control due its constraining matter. But as soon as it lives on earth as a human being, he can exercise his power over it again without being hindered by me. And he truly makes full use of it. Yet in Jesus Christ, the divine Savior, he has a very powerful opponent indeed. And every human being can turn to him in order to be liberated from the enemy of souls. For Jesus is stronger than he is, and he delivers every soul from his power which simply appeals to him for it and with its prayer demonstrates its faith in him and his act of salvation, which thereby also acknowledges myself, who in Jesus Christ became a human being in order to redeem all fallen spirits. Thus the adversary's power on earth is great indeed, and yet in Jesus Christ he finds his master. And regardless of how much control he has over people, in Jesus Christ they nevertheless have a Redeemer and Savior from his domination. Thus the human being cannot expect that Roman one, his God and Creator of eternity, will curtail my adversary's activity, or that I will prevent him from carrying out disgraceful actions, because I will not, by any means, remove his right to influence a person in order to hold on to him. The human being himself, however, does not have to tolerate it, for he can always turn to Jesus Christ and ask for his help to be released from his prison guard, to become free from the power to which he, however, will succumb without the help of Jesus Christ. How often do you humans say, "Why does God allow this? I do not prevent my adversary's activity because you once accepted his domination and he is still your Lord today. If you don't want to free yourselves and approach Jesus Christ for salvation from him. But I also know what serves you and each individual soul best. I know the nature of every individual soul. I know what it needs in order to mature fully. And even the dark world is to be of service to me, for I also know how to direct the effects of the dark forces' actions such that they will be successful for people's souls who are willing to be released from his power and strive towards me. And this is always determined by the person's will, since this is free. As long as the spiritual substance is still bound within the works of creation, my adversary is unable to influence it. But in the human stage he has the right to do so because it involves the being's free decision which the adversary wants to win for himself. Hence he takes advantage of every opportunity, and the human being is at his mercy the further away he is from me. the less often he establishes contact with me, or, as long as he does not acknowledge Jesus Christ by seeking sanctuary with him in his distress, he is at the mercy of the opposing power, which nevertheless is determined by his own free will. I certainly have the power and can prevent anything, including the adversary's activities, but then the human being's life on earth would be in vain, where he has to freely choose between me and him. But you humans should also understand that and why difficult tests are given to you, and why he often causes you extreme distress, and I don't stop him, because you do not turn to me for help, and this is the real purpose of every adversity, which I therefore allow so that you will find your way to me. Yet you can rest assured that I will not leave you on your own and will help you if you try to get away from him and trustingly flee to me and thereby also acknowledge me as your God and Father, when you call upon Jesus for forgiveness of your guilt and for deliverance from the enemy, who also fights in order not to lose you. Yet truly, my might is greater, and if you call upon me in spirit and in truth you will indeed be released from him and your earthly life will not have been in vain. Amen.